Hello, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to The Unboxables, a beautiful podcast dedicated to those of you who do things a little differently, those of you who march to the beat of your own drum, and those of you who want to live your lives on your own terms in your own unique and beautiful way. I'm your host, Tara Kindon, and I'm so excited, as you know, I always am. I literally only record these when I'm super pumped because there's things I want to share with you, and when they come to my mind, I just need to drop the pod. So, Mercury is still in a shadow till the 19th. Today is officially the 15th, so I may stumble over myself a little bit, and that's probably why, but let's get into it because today I really want to talk to you about transformation. And transformation being at the forefront of my mind because, you know, in 2019, I did a very big personal transformation, a physical, emotional, spiritual, mental transformation. And it, for those of you who are brand new to my world, I lost 50 pounds. I did a fitness competition in the transformation category and won with one of my great friends, Tracy. We have all kinds of fabulous photos, and I'm sure you've seen them. And if you haven't, you will see them. Don't you worry. So, the experience was, it started in 2018, and there was just like, you know when the time is right. And some of you will really get this. Like, you know when it's time for you to move on something. And however you get that, either a feeling, sensation, you know, maybe you get sick, something happens, and just like catalyzes this transformation that needs to occur within you. Now, depending on your human design type, you may receive it in, let's say if you're emotionally defined, it may be a feeling. If you're a generator or a manifesting generator who has a sacral definition, it may be like a gut level, like you just know. And then for those of us who have, you know, that splenic authority, it's intuitive. It's just like it comes like lightning flash, and either you get it or you don't. And sometimes you have to wait till the next one, and it will never be the same. So without going into all of the HD, I just think about how it comes through for you. So when you've done a transformation in your life, in whatever, maybe in your money, maybe in your relationship, maybe in your body, maybe in, you know, the way you parent, whatever it is, how did it come to you? When did you know it was time? Because I think a lot of you right now are sitting on the edge of this. Yeah, I feel like I know that it is time. I'm getting this sense, and you're still sitting on it. So what is it that may be keeping you back? What is it that could be holding you prisoner, either in your mind, in your body, in whatever part of you? And maybe you even physically know, like, I feel it here in my throat. It's funny because I pulled two cards before I even did this episode. And so I was like, what do people really need to hear today? And the card of acceptance, it's a woman sitting on a chair with a mirror reflecting back at herself. So it's like self-acceptance, you know, really sitting down and being in the seat of your soul and accepting the uniqueness. That is what this podcast is. It's like, how do I accept my unboxable, my unboxability, you know, that uniqueness that's part of who you are? Because as we become more of who we are, as we're honest about like who we really are, what we're really capable of, we get to live more freely. And then the second card that came out was throat chakra. So where is your voice being muffled? Where are you feeling a little bit trapped, or that lump in your throat, or that something that's, you know, restricting and holding you back from really saying the things you want to say? And maybe it's like, even when you're shares on social media or when you're having a conversation with somebody, you're maybe always thinking about, oh, I can't really say that, or that could, you know, totally hurt their feelings, or, you know, you're so focused on how they might receive it that you get lost in that and forget to even speak your truth. We can all relate to that. So today, I want to liberate you a little bit, give you a little permission to open up to the possibility of your own beautiful transformation. Because there is always a time, there is always a timing. And going back to telling you the story about my own personal transformation, I just knew it was time. There was something in me that said, if you do not do this now, you will never do it. And it is time to like get optimally healthy, to feel vibrant, to feel alive, and to go all in. And every single day, I reminded myself of this goal. I visualized what I wanted to look like. And I visualized myself acting as if, like, I was that person already. So anytime I would go to sleep at night, I would pretend I was looking in a mirror and reflect. The reflection back to me was this vision of myself I deeply desired to embody. And then I envisioned just nourishing all of the parts of myself along the path and the journey to get there. So that's what I did, and it worked really well for me. I created a whole 60-20-20 guide, that's what I called it, and it was about the process I did to create this transformation. And it was when Radiantly Transform was beginning. Actually, that was the original name of the podcast, Radiantly Transformed. So this is how many iterations it's gone through. But again, when you're ready to transform, you transform. You don't transform for other people and, you know, run your business based on what everybody wants. If you get into alignment with what you want, how you want to show up, when it's time for you to transform, if you want to be different and move things forward in a completely different way, if you can let go of the noise from other people of what they're expecting of you, you have the freedom to create from your own heart, from your own desires, from your own will. And there's something very powerful about a woman who creates, or a man, if you're a man and you're listening, from that place of ultimate creativity within oneself. And what a magical place that is to begin something new from. So that's why today I thought, how fun, because I've been getting a lot of messages from people saying, you know, I feel like it's time, I want to do something different. And I'm like, yes, yes, and yes. So part of a big transformation that I'm ready to undertake, and a big journey, a big experience, is that Shark Baby's daycare is coming to an end for the summer. There will be no childcare over the summer. So it's forcing me to create in a different way. I can't run my business like I normally would because I just won't have the same freedom and the same time and the same space. So what I thought was, well, we've got this really precious time together. What do I want to do with it? How do I want to make it really fun for him and for myself so I'm not pressuring myself to work in the ways I would normally try to work? So I decided we're going to take a trip back to Ontario. Shark Baby and I are taking the Van Jam across the provinces back to Ontario. Yes, we will be doing that long journey alone. And it's going to be an epic adventure. So if you're not following me on Instagram, you will definitely want to do that. And that is just Tara Kindon Co. That's my handle. Find me, follow me. I will share with you all of our adventures. It's going to be crazy and wild. And he's excited, I'm excited. The best part of this is we get to go back and see my mom, all my friends, do all the fun things, and I get to create for my business in a different way. I get to host another Van Jam experience, and I'm gonna put the link below for any of you who wanna go. At the moment, I have two spaces left available, and if it speaks to you, if your transformation is where you're headed and what you want to do, this experience is one that will completely help you catalyze the vision and the plan. And it will align you with your energy to move it forward. So that's one of the really fun things we're going to do. The other things I'm going to do are private group readings, which if anybody is interested in that, it's such a fun experience with, you know, six of your friends. The host is always free. you can just message me for all the details on what that looks like. But we talk about all the things. We talk about human design. We talk about astrology. We go into the energetics of the group and how you all work together or can be in each other's energy and create a really cool vibe. Even if you don't know each other, it's super cool because the people who show up are always the right people for the group. And the energy is always like in sync. And it's a very cool thing to watch it unfold. Because I always pull the charts first and get to see what's what. But it is a very cool experience. So those are two things that I'm absolutely planning to do. I am feeling really excited and energized. And it's almost like I can feel this initiation happening within my own self. Like, it's time to really start living life more boldly, to change the dynamics of the way that we're doing things. Like, I feel as though, you know, my intuition tells me it's no longer this, and I'm a manifester. I'm not designed to work Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. It just is not who I am. I'm literally designed to work like 2 to 4 hours a day, but I was so programmed by, you know, the people around me, the MGs, all those manifesting generators and generators. I'm around a lot of them and they can go. So I have unconsciously been programmed myself to go in the same way. And when I'm around them, I get all this extra energy, right? So I can do it. But the problem with that is I burn myself out. Because I'm not designed to do that for long term. Short term, yes. Long term, absolutely not. Now, when we came to the remote island of Fogo, I no longer have distractions and I no longer am in people's energy all the time because it was so isolated. And because when we first got here, like, COVID was still a big thing. So I wasn't able to be in other people's energies. And for me, you know, when I was working out, I need to be around other people to get energy from them. It helps me feel more almost like competitive with myself. It pushes me harder because I have more access to this kind of beautiful energy and it works for me. It's really good. That's why whenever I've had a trainer, like, having somebody who has that sacral energy really gives me more power to move something forward, especially if it's a workout, because I don't really want to do it, but I will do it because I'm motivated with their energy. Make sense? You may be the same way. So think about that. When you go out, especially if you're a projector and you can't work out on your own, or you can, but it's more, you get more out of a workout when you're around other people. Think about that. And for the MGs and the generators saying, like, are you giving people this beautiful access to your energy? Notice if you feel different. So now to circle back to, like, that transformation piece. For me, I can sense that when my energy is off, the best way for me to get back into the vibes is actually to work out. But when we moved here, I kind of feel like, oh, I just don't want to do it by myself. But the thing is, I've got to find new ways to try to feel like it's fun, to create a space for me that it feels good in. So that's what I'm working on here. But this summer, I'm not worried about it. I'm just going to go and live my life and have a good time and really love being in my physicality, even though it's completely changed to what it once was. I still love all of myself. I may not love the shape my body has taken, but all this extra energy from COVID, from all the, like, emotions the world is experiencing, I feel all of it. And those of you who are hyper, super empathetic people probably feel the same way. And now we're kind of feeling a little bit of it lifting. There's a little bit more movement. You may start to feel this shift happening and you may be in the mood to start looking at, okay, where do I want to transform myself? Some of you already started it. Some of you in 2020 were like, okay, this is my time. Or, you know, 2021, you started then. And some of you are ready to start right now. And if you're ready to get the ball rolling and to move something forward, ask yourself this question. What's the number one thing that if I take care of, everything else will be better? Where in your life are you off track? What's the number one thing right now you could look at transforming to completely transform everything else? And if you don't know, take 5 minutes, set a timer, and write down the list of all of your goals. So just go crazy. Don't edit them. Don't judge them. Just write them all out. Make a, you know, however big the list you can make in 5 minutes. Make a 10 if you have to, but like try to be in 5 minutes. Like, boom, what are all my big goals? Big, juicy goals for yourself. Then look at that list and circle the one thing. What is the one thing on that list that if you did that one thing, it would absolutely transform everything else? Maybe it's a money goal. Maybe it's a self-worth goal. Maybe it's a health goal. Maybe it's a relationship goal. You know, go through the list. Pick the thing that's the number one thing. Now, when you pick that number one thing, how are you going to do it? Well, now you're going to take a new page and you're going to make a new list and you're going to do what's called a brain dump, mind storm, whatever you want to call it. But just call it that creative inspiration that goes, boom, here's all the exciting things I could do to make this thing happen. So I've done a podcast before on goal setting and how I go about doing it. And I will look for it and put it in the notes below as well for you to reflect back on and go through this process. But when you get those ideas down, then you have something to move on. But before you can move on it, there's this part of you that needs to believe you're worthy enough to do it, to get it, to be it, to have it. And sometimes this is where we get glitched out. So if we're talking about manifestation and we're talking about calling in this big transformation, this big thing we want to do, and maybe it's not even that big, but it just feels so like, ooh, juicy, exciting, scary, all at the same time, to be able to move towards it. Like what happens in the process is this. You start in that big super consciousness place. So you think up into the quantum field, like what's the big juicy thing I'd like to transform, have, create, whatever. You allow yourself to plug into that. Okay, but it's the feelings that you have that actually fire through to create this emotional set point. Because it's the thoughts you have that trigger what we call like a photon storm in your brain, okay? Because honestly, your nervous system only works at that level. It works at that level with light energy. And those photon storms cause your brain to produce neurotransmitters in response. Those beautiful neurotransmitters in turn create a specific frequency of your emotional energy. And that is in direct proportion to the meanings you have around those thoughts. So think about this. You get all excited, you get this idea, you start to feel a certain way, and it fires, okay? So this creates an emotional frequency. So if you have this vision or dream, like I want to lose however much weight, you get excited, but what's firing is you don't deserve this. You've tried this before. It didn't work. What kind of emotional frequency do you think you're calibrating? Okay, so that emotional frequency is everything. To do your transformation, you've got to get into the emotional frequency of like potentiality, possibility, not what didn't work, not what was wrong, but this all comes down to self-worth. I think the biggest piece to why people don't transform their lives is because they ultimately have some kind of unhealed trauma, wounding, parts of themselves that are terrifying to look at, or they have looked at it before, but something didn't get completed. There wasn't a time when they were able to truly move it forward. So every time they build up enough energy, because you know what I'm talking about here, you build up enough energy to go about the thing, you do it for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then something happens. It is always that part of us that is unhealed, that needs our attention to be able to finally break free, and move forward powerfully. You are worth it. Anything you want, you literally are worth it right now, not later, not like once you get all these things done, not once you have enough money you can do the thing. It literally is right now. And the sooner you can realize that, the sooner you can just say, hey, you know what? I'm perfectly imperfect and I'm going to go ahead and do this anyways, because it doesn't matter if I get to the actual goal right now. What matters is that every single day I'm moving closer towards my evolution and my growth, and it's going to take time. And so why I'm even going down this path with you is this. Like, yes, I did this beautiful transformation in 2019. It was an amazing experience and it brought me to a new level of understanding within myself. It allowed me to access and reach people who were at that level with me. But at every new level, every new place, whether it looks like it's backstepped or not, it's always leading us forward. Like where I am right now, you know, 50 pounds heavier, like I literally gained back all the weight I lost, but the amount of wisdom, the amount of information, inspiration, ideas, creativity, I'm just going to leave that there for you. There's your Mercury still in shadow. But, you know, I want you to think about, how do we love ourselves on the journey? It's not perfect. It's messy. It's ugly. And you know what? We feel like sometimes we feel like we failed, or we feel like, you know, we're not good enough. We don't know enough. We aren't capable enough. But the truth is, we're on this journey together. And we're all going through these experiences together. And if people are honest about the experience, you got to be able to hold the good with the bad. You got to be able to hold, you know, the highlights with the lowlights, because it's always happening. We're always in this duality. And part of even owning and honoring your astrology chart is the balancing of these houses and the duality of your chart, and learning how to be in your power, but in relationship. It's duality all the way through our lives. So how can you love yourself on the low side of a transformation? Because that's just part of the journey you're going through. And this is what I've been learning. You know, while we've been here and while I've had this isolation and this distraction, it came with a lot of pain, a lot of emotions, ones that I was like, whoa, like I don't even know where these are coming from, because I don't have the same level of distraction. Like, to be honest, I'm in my business all the time and it's coming so forward to me. And I was like, wow. You know, probably this card of acceptance is more for me than any of you, but I know so many of you are going to relate to it that you're like, uh-huh, yep, me too. And how would it feel if you knew somebody else was on the journey with you too? If you knew, like, yeah, you know what, I'm in that duality place too, and I don't know how to balance it. It's not about perfection. It's about having the courage and the guts to go at anyway, and to talk about it, and to share about it, and to love yourself no matter what. Because if you can't love yourself no matter what, which, and there are times where you may feel like, I don't love myself right now. But if you can have this baseline of like, I trust myself. I trust myself that I'm on this journey and that I can't screw it up. And I will always be led to the next best thing at the right time if I trust in the process and kind of surrender to what that day brings, but also knowing and having this vision of who you are in your heart and what you're passionate about, and you allow your journey to unfold exactly as it's going to. Because We can't really control anything other than our energy. So what if we could work solely on the transformation of our frequency, of our energy? And how do we do this? Well, we start to get a new vision of who we actually are. And we're not just our bodies. We're not just our money. We're not just our relationships. We're so much more. We're this once in a lifetime cosmic event that was literally put here on the planet to be ourselves. And so many of us are pretending to be something other than we are. So what would it look like to say, I am this, you know, powerful, very powerful woman who is here to initiate others into their power, into their own energy, to help them see how valuable, how worthy, how important they are. And it doesn't matter what shape or size I am, I can do that no matter what. So what if you could do what you want to do no matter what? No matter what you look like, no matter what you sound like, no matter how many times you stumble over the same word or, you know, like, it doesn't matter. If you're trying, that's moving forward. People who are afraid to try aren't moving forward. So if you're like, I want to make this transformation, I want to do it, but you never go for it, you never try, you never move forward, you never fall flat on your face, nothing changes. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. I'm going to pull us a couple extra cards. I mean, there's just so much to unpack here today, but I really get this sense. Some of you needed to hear this today. I feel like I also needed just a reminder of, you know, how powerful, how much information is always coming through us all the time. To really cultivate a connection to source, you know, what would it feel like for you to know whenever you felt a little wobbly, a little unsteady, that you could fall back into the embrace of universe, the source bigger than yourself, that you were being guided no matter what, and that every choice you made, every step you took forward, it was like, yep, that's exactly where you're supposed to be today. Stop pressuring yourself to do more. Feel into, you know, sense into whatever your authority is to help you make better decisions that are aligned with what you actually want. So I pulled three extra cards here just for fun. Crown chakra being one of them. Really opening up and listening to or sensing into or feeling into, being in nature, doing whatever you need to do to connect with higher source. God, spirit, you name it, whatever it works for you, check in with that. How often can you check in? And take the path of least resistance. Stop fighting who you are. What would it feel like to get into the flow, to be in alignment with this bigger, higher part of yourself that is cheering you on, holding space for you to really be like, yep, I'm going to own that right now. I'm going to stand here, stake my flag in the ground, and yep, I'm going all in on me because I trust myself. And then dreams. Are you having vivid dreams right now? Are there visions coming through to you? Insights. It may come through in so many different ways. Be open to it. If you're listening to this podcast, you're like, I don't have a practice, I don't meditate, I don't listen to myself, this is the day you start. This is the day you open up to your own wisdom and you shut down your socials to say, what do I want? What speaks to me? What do I desire? Who do I want to be? And what is the story I want to tell about myself? So my friends, I'm going to leave this here with you on this fantastic day. I hope for you that you find this fire within you and create from this space, from this place, and know you are perfect exactly as you are, and you are ready right now. So I'll remind you of the two ways we can connect right now. I have that beautiful Van Gym experience with just two spots left. If that speaks to you, it's linked below. And I also am coming to Muskoka. So if you want to do a group reading, you know, in person with some friends, just message me on Instagram, Facebook, or email. All of that stuff is below. And then if you want to do a group reading online, we can totally do that too. And it's even more fun because we can share charts on the screen, which is very fun. All right. So much love to all of you. Thank you for being here. Again, share this podcast with somebody who needs to hear this message today. Make sure to like and subscribe. And if you can, leave a little love note, a review, so that people can find this podcast, especially those who are unboxable and ready to step into and own their gorgeous power. Take care, everyone, and have a beautiful day. All right, friends. So I know I said we were done this podcast episode, but apparently I do not have a podcast episode with goals in the title or anywhere. I've been looking and listening to some of the past episodes and cannot seem to find it. So here's what I'm going to do and commit to you right here and now. The next episode I release will be specifically around goal setting, how I do it, how I really envision and put my energetic signature towards a goal, how I really calibrate my energy to bring me the right opportunities, experiences, and opportunities that kind of collapse time around that beautiful goal and thing I want. So I will share that in the next episode. But what I did find when I was kind of going back through all those episodes is the one where in 2019, I talk about my personal physical transformation. And I know some of you are maybe on that journey right now and may find that episode quite helpful. So I'm going to tag that one below for you to listen to if that's something that you're thinking about or that you are, you know, really putting your mindset towards starting. So you may find that one helpful. Anyhow, that is all. I just want to let you guys know that in case you were like, where is that podcast episode? Yeah, it's not there. Or maybe this, and if you find it, you can let me know. All right, everyone, take care and have a beautiful day.